The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
San Jose residents could soon see disruption to key city services after thousands of municipal workers have voted to approve a potential three-day strike. KCBS's Matt Bigler joins us live now from San Jose City Hall. Matt?
Yeah, Steve, City Hall just opened a couple of minutes ago, but it could soon shut down if there's a work stoppage. City workers voted 97% to authorize a strike. They're asking for a 14% pay hike over 3 years. The city is offering 9%. Negotiations have basically stalled out. Mayor Matt Mahan says while the city doesn't have the money for a bigger pay hike, he does empathize with union members.
And I fully appreciate and in no way want to dismiss the frustration of workers who were trying to survive in a very expensive place.
Negotiations do not reach some kind of an agreement, picket lines could form not only at City Hall, but at libraries and community centers. The ball is now in the union's court to set a strike date. If that happens, it would be the largest labor action here in San Jose since 1981. Live at San Jose City Hall, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Matt, thank you. Two men were treated for stab wounds after an apparent road rage incident in San Jose. Police say it happened shortly before noon yesterday at Kirtner and Cottle Avenues, right across from Willow Glen Middle School, although it had nothing to do with the school itself. The victim's injuries were not life-threatening. The suspect has not been found, but police say there is no ongoing threat to the public. Tech giant Meta is back in court as the company fends off claims its platforms like Facebook and Instagram are harmful to young people. KCBS's Mike DeWald reports live from outside federal court in Oakland. A former company engineer claims Meta knew the risks, but didn't act. Mike?
Well, Steve, accusing Meta of ignoring its own internal research, former Facebook engineer Arturo Bejar says the design of platforms like Facebook and Instagram fuel anxiety and depression. Attorney General Rob Bonta says the biggest impact of that is on teen girls.
Meta knew all of that and more and decided to do more of it.
Erin Popolo is a parent, her daughter taking her own life as a result of cyberbullying on these platforms.
A system built to maximize engagement, even when that engagement was cruelty, humiliation, and harm.
Now, this suit is seeking upwards of $1.4 trillion from Meta. Now, that's unlikely, says Creative Strategies founder Tim Beharin, though he thinks the company will be forced to change how it handles younger users.
Finding ways to mitigate that in the most corrective way possible.
Now for its part, Meta calls the damages outlandish and says AGs have no evidence of the real-world harm of its products. Reporting live outside federal court in Oakland, Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Mike, thank you. The calendar says it's summertime, but flu season is just around the corner. And health professionals are trying to get the word out early after a couple of particularly bad flu seasons. We get more from KCBS's Atta Shaheen.
No need to rush to the clinic just yet, but UCSF's Dr. Monica Gandhi, like infectious disease experts across the board, wants people to plan now for their flu shots.
It's a weird time for vaccines. Executive orders from the president that make no sense, and just the way medical care is being done right now is extremely strange. But go to the Western Health Alliance page, which really gives up-to-date and evidence-based recommendations.
You'll find that recommendation hasn't changed. Everyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine. Clinics will start getting the shots by the end of August, Gandhi said, and you should get yours before the end of October. The past two seasons have seen heightened rates of serious complications from flu, specifically among children. COVID boosters are less of a priority for healthy people. Gandhi said those are recommended for seniors and the immunocompromised. In San Francisco, Atta Shaheen, KCBS.
An East Bay State Senator from Hayward is declaring victory in the tight race to replace former Congressman Eric Swalwell. As KCBS's Holly Kwan tells us live this morning, no matter who wins the race, they'll go head-to-head again in November. Holly?
Steve, with 51% of the vote, State Senator Aisha Wahab told supporters here in downtown Hayward that they will have to keep fighting through November when the full congressional term is up for grabs.
I am a daughter of this district. I was raised in this district. This district is behind me. And we are going to not let any outsiders buy this district.
referring to last-minute money into opponent Melissa Hernandez's campaign. She tells KCBS it's down to her experience as BART's board president and former Dublin mayor.
I'm the better candidate because I have a better track record. And you can see the decisions I've made. You can see the decisions she's made. So, again, people believe in me, and they want to see me in Washington, D.C.
Hernandez with nearly 49% of the vote. The next batch of numbers expected from the Alameda County Registrar on Friday. Live in Hayward, Holly Kwan, KCBS.
Holly, thank you. Three evacuation orders related to the timber fire south of Big Sur have now been downgraded to warnings. The timber fire has burned over 5,500 acres. It is now 24% contained. Highway 1 does remain closed for about a 10-mile stretch through that area. This summer marks the 20th anniversary of an Oakland-based nonprofit that helps young people find their way in the medical profession. More from KCBS's Megan Goldsby.
Mentoring in Medicine and Science connects high school and college-age students from underserved neighborhoods with internships with medical professionals in the community.
They're suturing, they're splinting, they're learning how to draw blood, they are shadowing directly in a clinical setting.
Dr. Jocelyn Freeman, the founder and CEO of the nonprofit, says her naivete of all of the options as she went into medical school at USC was a catalyst.
It just made me think of people from my community who could do some of these things that didn't require a master's degree or a graduate degree or all of the years of medical school and residency that I did, but still have a huge impact on someone's health.
They are currently looking for doctors and other medical professionals to volunteer as mentors. Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Animal rights activists are renewing calls to move the dolphins at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom in Vallejo to seaside sanctuaries. This after a bottlenose dolphin that lived in captivity at the park for more than 40 years was euthanized last month. Chelsea, the dolphin, died, according to park officials, from multiple recurring chronic diseases and declining quality of life. There's been no direct comment from the park about moving the dolphins. State Senator Aisha Wahab is leading BART Board Director Melissa Hernandez, 51-49%. In the special election in the East Bay to decide who will finish out former Congressman Eric Swalwell's term in the 14th District. KCBS's Megan Goldsby has more on how we got here.
This special election was only to determine who will serve out the rest of Swalwell's term. He resigned from Congress earlier this year after a host of sexual assault and other misconduct allegations.
Some people thought it would be best for all involved if they elected a caretaker candidate who would just say, okay, I'll serve out the rest of the year.
But says Professor Emeritus at San Jose State and KCBS political analyst Larry Gersten, one of the candidates objected to that plan organized by Zoe Lofgren. That would be State Senator Aisha Wahab.
And so that led to a great big fight, some of it very public, between Lofgren and Wahab. And that's what's sort of behind right now all the energy on both sides going into this election.
That other side, Melissa Hernandez, a member of the BART board, both are Democrats, and voters here may get some deja vu in November when they are both running against each other again. That will be for a third time, including June's primary, that one for a full two-year term. In Hayward, Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
And at San Jose Mineta International Airport, they are going big to celebrate. Here's KCBS's Albert James.
To kick off the week, SJC is hosting a special flight simulator. Until Friday, visitors can fly a vertical takeoff and landing aircraft, courtesy of the Santa Cruz company trying to build it. Airport spokesperson Julie Jarrett says the simulator is for everyone.
Any member of the public, whether or not they're flying out of SJC, can sign up for a slot to test out the Joby simulator.
The airport is also bringing back their popular sticker scavenger hunt, featuring the airport's historic baby chick mascots. Jarrett says SJC aims to be more than just an airport, but also a community gathering space.
It's just really important for us as an airport to be members of the community, to showcase emerging technology, to engage with our customers, whether or not they're flying.
Albert James, KCBS.
This is pretty exciting. It's being called a medical breakthrough. KCBS's Margie Schaefer reports live. An mRNA vaccine, Margie, is showing promise in preventing a recurrence of melanoma.
That's right, Steve. In a first late-stage win for an mRNA cancer vaccine, An mRNA-based shot from Moderna plus Merck's immunotherapy Keytruda cut melanoma recurrence.
This is, at the risk of sounding like a total nerd, a really big and important moment in science.
That is Bloomberg's Madison Mueller. The combination regimen met the main goal of extending patients' lives without melanoma recurring compared to Keytruda alone. Melanoma is the deadliest form of skin cancer, and initial data shows more promise for the mRNA technology that was also used during COVID.
What these scientists do is they take a biopsy of the people's tumors, and then they can customize these vaccines to match the mutations that are most likely to have an immune response. And it takes just 6 weeks, which is also pretty crazy.
The approval could come as early as 2027. The business world also liking this news. Moderna shares are up well over 100%. Reporting live, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts. And stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.